Thank you for looking over my Omega while I was out. You're all free to go back to the rest of the pack. I want some alone time with my mate, if that's all right with everyone. Hello there, little lamb. While I was out with the rest of the pack hunting, I received a message that you weren't feeling so good and had to lay down. They said something about your scent not smelling how it was supposed to. People didn't know if it was a symptom of the bitching in the mating or if something had gone terribly wrong. Now that I'm here, I can tell that scent is from one of our more guarded secrets. You didn't tell them that you are expecting, did you? I just want to make sure it stays that way. I feel like it's bad luck if we tell everyone that you're expecting before the 12-week mark. I don't want to invite that in. I want you healthy and safe. You're handling it all in stride, my mate. I know this is hard, but you're doing a really amazing job. If you're a bit moody, say you're adjusting to your new hormone levels. It's not technically a lie, right? You're a bitch now, and while I thought it would take longer for me to knock you up, it seems my rut in your anatomy had other plans. I nodded you that first night of my rut, and your scent changed in an instant. If I wasn't so familiar with you, I probably wouldn't have recognized it at first. Went from something that was a bit fresh and citrusy to something warm and sugary, almost like a bakery. I can't explain it, but I knew what it meant right away. It was a lure meant for any alpha, and it worked. You got me. I can hardly keep my hands off of you. Even now, sitting by your bedside, I'm holding your hands, looking at the growing belly bump. It's not so big yet, but you're only a few weeks along, right? There's still time. It's only going to get bigger. Placing my hand on top of it. I think it's a little too soon to feel something like kicking, but I do want to feel connected to my bitch. To think you almost missed out on something like this, all because your anatomy decided to have you present one way instead of the other. It's a good thing Alpha decided to fix it for the good of the back. You are much happier as a mated and pregnant Omega, aren't you? Stomach slowly getting bigger by the day. I wonder how many I was able to knock you up with. My brain says one, but my alpha says more. My inner alpha also wants to keep you barefoot and pregnant all the time. A baby on your hip, a baby in your belly, and a baby hanging off your chest. Well, that's just what every good Omega needs. It's what makes your instincts the most happy. You don't even try to deny it as my hand rests against you, petting that precious bump. love you so much, my mate. I know you didn't understand why you were chosen for being bitched at the time, but I think you're starting to understand now. An alpha like me would never be able to mentally handle something like this. But for you, it was something that felt right. Being bitched was the best thing to ever happen to you, huh, little lamb? Oh, my sweet Omega. Always answering your alpha so honestly. Your alpha is the reason you get to be the real you. You have left your alpha-ness in the past. It was only holding you down, keeping you from being the real you. Now you get to experience the joys of pregnancy, of being bred and knotted like a proper Omega. It's what every bitch dreams of. From the moment you felt my cock slip inside you that first night, you've been on the hook for it. Almost addicted to taking knots. You almost wondered why you didn't try it before you had your first hands-free orgasm from it. That was really what confirmed it for me. You weren't supposed to be some kind of an alpha calling the shots. This is where you belong. This is your place. You're finally flourishing just as I knew you could. Being an alpha was too much responsibility for you to handle, little lamb. But you thrive as a bitch, don't you? Not just any bitch, but the Pax bitch. You're the Omega that gets to come everywhere I go. This kind of status, this kind of life, you could have never achieved on your own as an alpha. You just needed a little help in realizing what your real future was. You're happier like this, aren't you? Alpha's obedient mates, all knocked up and bitched. All you have to do is keep your pregnancy a secret for a few more weeks. After those are up, we can throw the biggest party in your honor. Or if you aren't feeling it, because you're going to be a few months along at that point, we can have a quiet get-together at the cave. You know, everyone brings food and presents and we play some games. It's all about you, Omega. I just want to make sure that it sticks. That we don't get people's hopes up for nothing. This isn't one of the random Omegas in our pack getting knocked up by one of the other alphas. This is the packed alpha knocking up the pack Omega. This is a big deal. What you are carrying is technically the heir to our pack. Which is a little weird to think about, isn't it? The tiny little thing that has changed your scent the smallest amount is going to be leading this group one day. All thanks to your hard work. It's going to be the strongest alpha we have ever have. Coming from an alpha and a former alpha. It's why I had to have you. Why I had to bitch you. I saw what you really were. You were lying to yourself. Pretending to play the part of alpha. pretending that you enjoyed the position, but in reality, you were always jealous of the Omegas. Always envisioned yourself as one of them. Thanks to your mates, you get to live out your dream. Don't have to hide yourself from me or your wants. I saw right through it, Omega. Saw how badly you wanted to be gnawed and bitched. Oh, it still gets you wet just thinking about it, doesn't it? I don't need for you to confirm it. I can smell it myself. They're not a good liar when it comes to me. Alpha just makes you tell the truth, huh? Oh, climbing on top of you. Only now realizing you aren't wearing any pants. Were they starting to get too tight, my mates? I'll see what I can do about that going forward. To most people, you just look like you're a little bloated. But to me, I know what that is. I know the truth. It's not like you can hide the scent from me. The others aren't close enough to know what you normally smell like as an Omega. So we have that going for us right now. For now, this pregnancy stays a dirty little secret between you and me, all right? No one else needs to know, do they? Oh, that's my bitch. Such a good Omega for me. Feeling me slide off your underwear. My fingers reach between your thighs. Greeted with a familiar wetness. Those pregnancy hormones just have you feeling all sorts of ways, don't they? Good thing I told the others to leave, or else they would have ended up getting a show. Feeling my fingers slide against you. Can feel just how wet you really are. Might not look pregnant, but those hormones are making you too horny for your own good, aren't they? Sliding down. Oh, I'll take care of you in a second, little lamb. Alpha just wants a quick little taste. That's all. Tastes sweeter since you've gotten pregnant. You're going to have to beg me to leave you alone at this rate. Such delicious lick. Oh. Putting off such attractive scents. It's almost enough to make me hard all the time. Seeing you like this makes my alpha want to re-bite that mark on your neck, reclaiming you as my bitch. Rocking your hips against my tongue so it fucks you deeper. What a naughty omega you are. Rocking your hips, keep going. Don't you stop. Though you might want to keep your voice down, little lamb. You don't want the others to hear what an easy bitch you are, do you? Oh, so fucking tasty. All right, I'm good. I just wanted a little taste. Didn't want to make you come or anything. That's a job for my knot. Readjusting myself. You feel me slot between your thighs. My cock lines up with your entrance. Already coating it in your slick, too. How badly do you want my knot, Omega? I'm not so sure if you're desperate enough. I mean, you sound like you want to be fucked. But does that mean you're willing to beg? Then beg for it, bitch. Beg for Alpha to knot this fucking hole of yours. You want to come, don't ya? You must not want it that badly if that's the best you got. Don't you want to impress me? Don't you want to come? I know how much you must ache right now. Left so empty. No not plugging up your hole. Come on. Beg better than that. Use your words and try again, little lamb. Now that was so much better than your first time. If you had just given me that energy the first time around, you would already feel my cock inside you. Instead, you had to work a little extra for it. At least that will make it feel a little bit better once it slips inside you. It's just resting outside your hole. Not moving despite your own hips trying to take it. What a desperate, pregnant bitch you are. You have absolutely no shame, do you? My cock pushing inside, giving you what you want. No reason to wait for you to adjust. Not without what you already are. Fucking dripping around my length as I start to move in and out. slowly thrust in my hips. You let out a whine. That's it, Omega. Oh, yeah. Tell Alpha how good her cock feels. Going to breed you again. Doesn't matter that you're already knocked up. The only thing that makes a not slut like you happy is being fucked full of more cum. I know this because I am the one who made you this way. Oh, yeah. Took you from being an alpha and turned you into an omega. And not just any omega, but the Pax Omega. Arguably the prime breeding bitch of the Pact. You're the one everyone's going to look towards as a role model. That's why it's important to keep you knocked up, isn't it? You need to start setting a good example for the other Omegas. Which means Alpha isn't going to let you get used to being empty. A good Omega's a well-bred one, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Repeat that over and over and over again. It's your mantra, little lamb. You wouldn't have been bitched if you couldn't take it. You're an eager cum dump, so excited to embrace your position as a not slut. You are almost too excited for it. Grateful for the relief that no longer being an alpha brought. You might not admit it to yourself. But a weight was taken off your shoulders. No more worrying about being in charge or finding an omega to mate. You're already claimed and taken care of. Can focus on what you do best. Taking cock and making babies. It's the only thing an omega's good for anyways. It's not like you can be trusted with hunting or fishing. You would just hurt yourself or the baby you're growing. It's better for you to stay at home where you rightfully belong. A baby in the belly and a baby on your hip. That's how it's supposed to be, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking right. Such a good omega. You know your place. You welcome it. You embrace it. You don't fight it because it's what you wanted your entire life. You just didn't have the courage to admit it. You were almost grateful that I bitch you, that you didn't have to say the word that someone offered. You know, you're supposed to be happy that you presented as an alpha. It's like winning the lottery in theory. To anyone else, it would have felt like that. But on you, for some reason, it was more a burden. A role you had to play but couldn't do it well. You're free as an omega. You don't have to worry about anything besides doing as you're told, right? Yeah, it's where you thrive. It's where you belong. You're grateful to be kept on such a short leash because it means Alpha loves you. Ooh. Alpha cares about you. I only want what is best for my pack. And what was best for my pack was bitching you. It's better this way. Now that it's been a few weeks, you even agree with me. You're excited for this next stage. You're what you were always supposed to be. Yes, you are. On your back, taking a knot from a real alpha. Something you just couldn't cut it as. Mmm, yeah. No, fuck like that. Moan it into my mouth as you feel my tongue. You can't help but buck your hips against me, seeking out that friction, that pleasure. It feels good, but it's not enough for you yet, is it? Not gonna be enough until you feel that knot growing in place. That's what pushes you over the edge. Since you lost your own knots, now you're desperate for any others. It's the only way you get to experience them these days. It's not like you ever use yours anyways. You always imagined yourself in place of the Omega, pretending you were the one being fucked. It's the only way you could even manage to get off. Just a desperate bitch eager to be knotted and knocked up again. Oh, fuck. I can't wait until your milk starts coming in these properly. These tits of yours are going to fatten up nice. I can already tell. I might even be able to stick my cock between them. Bet you would like that, having me fuck your milky tits, the tip of my cock reaching your mouth so you could suck it, vibrator between your legs as I knot you. Oh, fuck. You really like that thought, don't you? Oh, fuck me. Could tell from how you dining around me. Just look so fucking good like this. Such a pretty Omega. Oh, for Alpha. Wouldn't I've let you walk out of my cave without being my mate? You're too fucking pretty for your own good. Especially like this. Taking my cock like you were made for it. Oh, you got a word, weren't you? Starting to make my knot pulse. Oh, fuck yeah. You just need another knot inside and you'll be happy. That's probably why you smelt off this morning to everyone else. I left early, didn't cuddle and knot you so they could only smell the satiated Omega. No. They just had your pure, raw scent. It's alright, my mates. I'll do better next time. I won't go another morning without nodding my bitch. Not while you're pregnant, at least. It seems you can't handle being empty for that long, can you? Not getting bigger. Oh, no worry. Going to knot you, Captain. Going to give you a fresh load so you can take the edge off. So that you can feel good. Getting closer as my pace picks up. You feel my hips slamming against yours. Your own body rocking into my touch. Desperate for more friction, more attention, anything. Oh, it just feels so good. As you wrap your hands around me, bringing me closer. Oh, fuck. My breasts flush against your body as your nails drag down my back. Oh, fuck. What a good Omega. Remembering you're not allowed to touch yourself. Feels so fucking good. You're gonna come on my knot like the bitch I made you into, aren't you? Yeah, that's fucking right. Such a good Omega for me. Love you so much, not sluts. Make me feel so fucking good. Oh, you're gonna come with me, aren't you? Oh, fuck yeah, you are. You can do it. Make me proud, little lamb. You're so fucking close. Don't you dare fight it. Be a good come dump and let go. Come on, not slut. You can do it. Reopening the maiden bite wasn't too much for you, was it? Good, good. You're still newly pregnant, so I don't have to be as delicate with you as I will be in the upcoming months. Right now, we can still enjoy things the way we used to. There is just an underlying unspoken thing we simply aren't mentioning. Something that's so magical, so wonderful that only you could do it. If you were an alpha, you could not bring a gift like this into the world. You would not be as honored and respected as you are now. You're the bravest Omega in the pack, and I'm so proud to call you my mate. There is no one in the pack that I have ever wanted more than you. You're the love of my life, and if I hadn't bitched you, I would have waited for the day you brought it up to me. Now, let's get into a position that's a little more comfortable than this. We still have a little bit of my knot left, and I don't think you want to spend the rest of the time with me on top of you. I am a bit heavy. Wrapping my arms around you and shifting you to the side. You feel yourself brought into a cuddle. My knot nestled inside your hole. My arms on either side of your body. It feels nice and warm here, don't it? Nuzzling into me, you feel your maiden mark pulsing. Not painfully, but in a reminder way. It brings a smile to your face, the familiar feeling. It almost feels like the connection between us is being strengthened whenever we spend time like this. You take a deep inhale of my scent, letting the calmness rush over you, sinking further into me. My knot continues to throb every so often, pushing another load of fresh cum inside you. It feels too good as you rock your hips back and forth, wriggling against me. If I didn't know any better, I would say you're trying to get me hard again. Almost like having my knot stretch you out isn't enough anymore. Is pregnancy turning you into some kind of a horny demon, little lamb? I'm going to take that as a yes. Give a girl a second or two to catch her breath. To get hard again. This is almost as bad as the heat, isn't it? And it's going to be 8 more months of this, isn't it? I think I might be the luckiest alpha in the world at this rate.